Hey everybody, welcome to episode 3 of 2014 for the Drumcore Planet Box Center podcast. Yes, 3 weeks, 3 episodes. I think this is a thing again. I hope you think so too. And for those of you who don't know me yet, my name is Kevin Gammon. I am the managing news editor for Drumcore Planet, the largest discussion and news site for the Drumcore activity. And this is your regular podcast to talk about what is new and interesting in the world of Drumcore. To become a part of the podcast, there's a few ways you can do it. First of all, there's the option of email. You can email me at editor@dcpnews.com. That's editor@dcpnews.com. If you email me there, you can send feedback about what you hear and maybe about what you don't hear. Maybe there's something that I missed in terms of news that you feel is worthy of being talked about. Also, at facebook.com/boxcenterpodcast, that is the Facebook fan page for this podcast. Be sure to check that out. Like it if you haven't yet, and watch for any updates on that page as well, both for the show and for news of the Drumcore activity. On the Drumcore Planet site itself, there is a discussion thread open for each episode. That is a place for you to put your thoughts, and of course, you're free to tell me how great I'm doing as well, or how not I'm great I'm doing. That will be posted in the show notes, which will be available after this is recorded as well. And then finally, the phone. Yes, the phone. I give out my number. It's crazy. It's on the internet, but it happens. 330-441-4553. Once again, 330-441-4553. Just leave a message. Keep it about 30 seconds or less, and I will play it on the show. Now, let's get right into it. We have a couple top stories that have been sent to us from the various organizations throughout the Drumcore world. The first comes from the Greater New Orleans Drumcore Association and is about their 2014 tuition assistance program. The Greater New Orleans Drumcore Association is happy to announce that the GNODCA tuition assistance program has been renewed for the upcoming 2014 Drumcore season. Applications are open to all people marching in any competitive junior corps. Awards in the amount of $500 will be given to the 3 Drum Corps members to assist with membership dues. The application deadline is February 28, 2014, and you can find out more information about the tuition assistance program at the organization's website, www.gnodca.com. Once again, www.gnodca.com. And we thank the organization for submitting this story to us. The second top story of the week comes from the Racing Scouts, and this is about their newly added satellite camp in Kentucky for the 2014 season. Responding to a large number of inquiries from the Northern Tennessee, Southern Kentucky region, the Racing Scouts will be holding a satellite audition camp in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. The camp will take place at Hopkinsville High School. With the addition of 3 new staff members who also teach color guard at the high school, interest from brass and percussion students there, along with others in surrounding areas, has led to the core leadership creating this late-season camp. This outpouring of interest from Hopkinsville, as well as from the surrounding cities and towns, said Corps Program Coordinator Bill Clark, made the decision to hold the camp there a no-brainer. I believe we're getting more interest from areas like these as a direct result from the Corps making finals last year. During the 2013 season, the Corps began a test program of holding smaller satellite camps in 2 locations, Racine, Wisconsin and Jacksonville, Florida, designed to make it easier for kids to attend closer to where they live and less likely that they quit before the summer. For the 2014 season, Liberty in Houston, Texas, and Hopkinsville, Kentucky have been added, with hopes of expanding the concept in future years. Interested potential members can register for the Hopkinsville camp by going to www.racingscouts.com. As America's oldest active drum and bugle corps since 1927, the Racing Scouts are a 501c3 not-for-profit organization dedicated to educating youth in fine arts while providing a place where they can grow as performers and develop as young men and women. And we thank the Racing Scouts for submitting this story to us for our website and the podcast. Let's take a look at what's coming up in the next few weeks in terms of events. First of all, coming up on the weekend of January 24th to the 26th is the 2014 Crossman Drum Major Experience Camp. Calling all drum majors, Crossman Productions, Inc. is pleased to be partnering with Contempo Leadership in order to offer a complete drum major experience. The Drum Major Experience and Audition Camp will be a 3-day intensive session covering all that is required of a world-class drum major. The weekend will provide sessions in conducting, leadership skills, and how to lead an effective rehearsal. Please keep in mind, conducting is only a small part of what it takes to be a leader. Charisma, work ethic and attitude, and other off-field characteristics are equally as important. Experience life as a Crossman drum major for a weekend and learn the skills it takes to help run a world-class drum corps. To find out more about the Crossman Drum Major Experience Camp, go to the Crossman website, crossman.org, and check it out. On Sunday, January 26th, City Sound will be holding their January rehearsal. They had a huge turnout of Color Guard members at the last weekend rehearsal they held. And, of course, the more the merrier. They're going to be having their second free Color Guard workshop on January 26th at CSUDH from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Now, this follows a brass music rehearsal, I should say, last Sunday on the 19th at the same location. So this is their regular location for rehearsals. To find out more information, go to the City Sound website, or better yet, go to their Facebook profile at facebook.com and search for City Sound Drum and Bugle Corps. In February, on the 15th and the 16th, Pioneer will be conducting their February camp in Glade Spring, Virginia at Patrick Henry High School. The camp weekend is set to allow for more recruiting opportunities in other regions throughout the U.S. The camp will begin with registration on Saturday, February 15th at 8 a.m. Camp will end on Sunday, February 16th at 3 p.m. Attendees traveling to Virginia are free to arrive on Friday, February 14th, after 8 p.m. Housing will be provided. However, rehearsal will not begin until Saturday morning. For more information about Pioneer's February camp and other Pioneer information, go to pioneer-corps.org. On February 23rd, the Cadets 2 will be holding their Color Guard audition. Rick Delancey will be returning to Cadets 2 this year as Color Guard Caption Supervisor. And if you're interested, there is a note from Rick to any Guard members in the Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Delaware, and surrounding area who are interested in taking their experience and field performance to the next level. You can read the note and information about the audition at the YEA.org website for youth education in the arts. And Colt Cadets will be beginning their 2014 season on March 2nd. There will be an open house rehearsal and clinic from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Jefferson Middle School in Dubuque. For a full list of preseason rehearsals, go to the Colts website, colts.org. Also, stay tuned. More details will be posted as each rehearsal approaches. As always, preseason Colt Cadets rehearsals are free to attend, and there is absolutely no obligation to join. Come try them out, bring a friend, and see if the Colts Cadets is the place for you. All 2014 preseason rehearsals will take place at a middle or high school in Dubuque, with the exception of the overnight rehearsal on March 22nd and 23rd, which will be held at Maquoketa High School in Maquoketa, Iowa. Those who might need transportation from Dubuque to Maquoketa should contact Matt to set up travel arrangements. You can contact him at matt@colts.org. And again, all the information you need to know is at colts.org. And finally, for this week's upcoming events, the Blue Devils B Corps will be holding their annual crab feed on Saturday, March 22nd, 2014. It is $45 to attend. The dinner is an all-you-can-eat salad, garlic bread, pasta, marinated crab, wine with dinner, and dessert function. There will also be a silent auction, a raffle, music, dancing, and fun. If you want to learn more about the crab feed and order tickets, go to the Blue Devils website at bluedevils.org. Let's swing back to the news in the activity, going to the world-class level first for DCI, and a note from the Madison Scouts. Madison Scouts Drum and Bugle Corps is looking to supplement their summer tour management team for the 2014 season. If you're looking to get experience working with a world-class touring music organization, this could be a great opportunity for you. The Madison Scouts will tour and perform throughout North America from June 20th through the DCI World Championships on August 9th. Members of the management team are responsible for the day-to-day operations of the Corps as it travels and performs throughout the 2014 summer tour. More information about the management team and how you can join them and the 2014 season for the Madison Scouts are available at the Corps website, madisonscouts.org. Hobie Lidholm is in his second year of Pacific Crest, and he was recently announced as the Corps' drum major for the 2014 season. He will be assisted by veteran member Dakota Chavez and first year member Tyler Piper. Hobie's home is in Lake Elsinore, California. He is a freshman at UC San Diego, and his younger brother Zach. Want to know more about Hobie? Go to the Pacific Crest website, pacific-crest.org, and read all about him. Today, the Boston Crusaders are taking a step forward in the success of their brand. The Crusaders are proud to announce that Bandshop, a leading marching apparel manufacturer, have committed to a long-term strategic partnership with the Boston Crusaders Drum and Bugle Corps. After a successful short-term sponsorship of the Corps in 2013, Bandshop and the Crusaders saw further opportunities to work together on co-branded marketing initiatives and product endorsement ventures. Bandshop President Jay Pearson stated, "Bandshop is excited to see our band grow through the exposure that partnering with an elite competitive corps can bring. And in turn, I'm looking forward to finding ways we can help the Crusaders continue success on and off the field. Helping them look forward and perform their best is now a priority for our company. The Corps comes from a rich tradition and has historical significance in the marching arts landscape. I know the creative team will be working with our staff to continue and develop their identity as a perennial crowd favorite and inspiration to youth worldwide." Full information about the partnership between the Boston Crusaders and Bandshop can be found at the Crusaders website, bostoncrusaders.com. Let's move back to Pacific Crest, who recently announced their 2014 program. Filled with music that is lighthearted and full of character, the 2014 Pacific Crest program promises to be one of the most entertaining shows PC has produced. The program is titled No Strings Attached, and will explore the world of puppets from our perspective and theirs. It will look at various types of puppets, and their puppeteers, and the cheerfulness and playfulness that is often associated with them. Obviously, they have not been watching Petrushka. Read the rest of the article at the Pacific Crest website, pacific-crest.org. Carolina Crown has secured a block of hotel rooms for finals week and a great place to hang out right across the street from Lucas Oil Stadium. Downtown Indianapolis Staybridge Suites Hotel. The Staybridge Suites Extended Stay Hotel in downtown Indianapolis offers comfortable rooms, which are complemented by a great location in downtown Indianapolis adjacent to Lucas Oil Stadium. Additionally, the hotel is near the Indianapolis International Airport and Indiana Convention Center. If you are looking for a hotel room for finals and you're a Crown fan, or even if you're not, if you're just a drum corps fan in general, go to the Crown website, carolinacrown.org, to see how you can get one of these rooms. System Blue Live Events Educational Series provides an opportunity for students, educators, and fans alike to hone their performance skills under the instruction of the finest educators in the marching arts. From intense multi-day skill camps to instrument-specific clinics and master classes, participants are able to study in a focused and enriching environment that includes performing alongside the members of today's top drum and bugle corps. If you want to know more about this year's System Blue Live Events, go to the System Blue website at systemblue.org to check them all out. The Bluecoats have posted a photo album from their 2014 January camp on their Facebook fan page. If you go to Facebook.com and do a search for the Bluecoats Drum and Bugle Corps, you'll find their fan page easily and find all the pictures that they took. And believe me, there are a ton. And also, if you want to, you can go through our website, drumcorpsplanet.com, go to the 2014 Bluecoats January camp photo album article, and you'll find a link to the photo album directly there. And finally, in world-class news, Cavalier members are marching, and have marched, I should say, with the 2014 All-American Band. Three members of the Cavaliers Drum and Bugle Corps participated in the prestigious U.S. Army All-American Marching Band that features 125 top high school marching band members from across the United States. The U.S. Army All-American Marching Band has been a fixture at the U.S. Army All-American Bowl since 2008. Members are selected from programs across the United States by the National Association for Music Education in cooperation with All-American Games and Drum Corps International. To learn more about the students that march with the All-American Band, go to the Cavaliers website, cavaliers.org. We now move to the open class level of DCI and their current news. First of all, the Blue Saints drum major auditions are now complete, and after several excellent candidates, the Blue Saints have selected for the 2014 season George Martinez. George comes to the Corps with many years of musical experience, getting into music at an early age of 5 years. Starting off with the piano, George quickly advanced. In grade 7, George picked up the trumpet, and from then he knew that his passion was for music. To find out more about George, go to the Blue Saints website, and better yet, go to their Facebook page. Just search for Blue Saints Drum and Bugle Corps on Facebook. Genesis has found a new home in Austin, Texas. 2013 was an incredible year for the Genesis program. As a performing unit, we were able to accomplish many goals and establish our drum corps as a premier destination for students looking to take their skills to the next level. In addition, we saw tremendous growth in both membership and what we were able to offer our students. Going into 2014, we felt we needed to be in a better geographical location to serve the students that were coming to our events and that had the desire to participate with Genesis. Our home in Edinburgh was key to our early success and was a great community for us to grow. However, it was evident to our team that we were not in a location that would allow us to move to the next level and realized the financial toll it was taking on any students outside of the area to march their program. More information about the Corps' move can be found at Genesis' website, genesisdmbc.org. And again, it's genesisdbc.org. The Spartans would like to thank their volunteers for making this past January camp a great success. A very special thank you to all of our members for taking the time through some tough soaking conditions for getting to camp and making the first half of the show happen. Great work. As the Corps moves into February, a reminder that they are still accepting applications for horn players with goals of bringing the largest corps ever to the field. They are seeking a few more brass players. Please email the Spartans at info@spartansdbc.org for more information or go to their website, spartansdbc.org. And finally, and actually that was the final article, I'm sorry. So let's move to the DCA side of things, and we have three articles for that area. First of all, the DCA Championship Local Committee met this past Friday at the George Eastman House in Rochester, New York, to begin planning the details for the 50th Anniversary Championships. The boardroom is filled with valuable resources, which are sure to guarantee a championship experience that both performer and fan will never forget. Led by DCA Vice President Alan Buell, there are representatives from the City of Rochester, Monroe County, Rochester Police, Visit Rochester, Salem Stadium, and DCA. You can read more about the planning for the 50th DCI anniversary celebration on the organization website, dcacorps.org. With 2014 rehearsals well underway, Cadets 2 is pleased to announce its 2014 program, Our Favorite Things 2. The Cadets brought Our Favorite Things to the field in 2003, and a year and a decade later, the concept returns with a fresh approach. What is that concept, you may ask? You'll just have to go to YEA.org to find out. And our final news item comes from DCA yet again, and it's actually a profile of the man behind the web. Early last spring, Drum Corps Associates unveiled its new website that made it more modern, eye-catching, and easier to use by the readers. The designer of the new website was Eric Burst, a talented and gifted designer with a vast history of drum corps and color guard experience under his belt, so his choice as the designer of the website was a perfect fit. Eric's mother, who was a big drum corps fan, would bring him to the drum corps shells held in Connecticut each year, which gave his first insight into the activity. Eric graduated from Trumbull, Connecticut High School and was the first male member of the Color Guard. From 95 and 96, he marched in the Color Guard of the Hawthorne Caballeros, and then again from 2004 through 2007. In the winter months, Eric marched with Shadow Dance from Morristown, New Jersey, as many of his friends in that group were members of the Caballeros, and that is how he became involved in DCA. Eric also spent time with the Blessed Sacrament Winter Guard and St. Anne's Indoor Color Guards. Eric also spent the 2002 season marching with the Connecticut Hurricanes Color Guard. More information about Eric and his work with DCA can be found at dcacorps.org. Let's now take a look at some of the top discussions that are happening on the Drum Corps Planet's forums. First of all, we have a discussion in the World Class Discussion section. It's called Editing DCI Recordings, and this was posted by Gearwork. And he posts, when did DCI start editing the audio of final shows? I'm aware of their clumsy snipping of timing pistol shots in older recordings, but I've never heard clams fixed before. The Blue Devils' piccolo trumpet solos missed a note during finals, but the recording was edited for the commercial release. I would think that DCI would want to steer clear of any possible controversy caused by misrepresenting what actually occurred at finals performances, but perhaps having a mistake-free commercial product is a higher priority for DCI. Will they soon be digitally editing the video to fix equipment drops? I can understand the desire to have a clean product to sell, and the videos have never looked or sounded better than this year. But I think DCI should be careful about giving unfair advantages to certain core, considering how much work all the core put into creating clean performances. I'm sure that the videos are pored over by fans and members alike, who try to reconcile the final scores with what they see and hear on them, so they really should be left, literally, as a frank, honest record of events. If you have an opinion about whether DCI should be editing their audio recordings, go to Drum Corps Planet's discussion forums at drumcorpsplanet.com/forums. Find the thread titled Editing DCI Recordings. It's up to 78 replies already, and we'll just keep going. Discussion number 2 has 38 replies and is also in the world-class forums, titled Star Crown Similarities. This was posted by DCP member Go2Thomas and is very simply this. Name, star and crown. State, included in name. Multiple uniform designs. Great blasts, new kids on the block. So that's the similarities right there. Can you argue with those, or would you like to add to those and agree with what he posted? Once again, drumcorpsplanet.com/forums, and you can add your voice to the discussion. Our third discussion thread is actually from the DCA core section of the forums. It has 31 replies and is posted by Mike D, who is a forum support team member of DCP. The Cadets 2 have released their 2014 show, and of note, Tom Unks is working with the core. This is tied into the news I read earlier about their show announcement, My Favorite Things 2. So this is a discussion about that show announcement, and you can add your voice to it by going to drumcorpsplanet.com/forums and finding Cadets 2 show announcement in the DCA forums. Number 4 is back in the world-class forums, and is titled Most Iconic Songs Played by a Drum Corps. This is posted by DCP member Penn State, and reads accordingly. From an anecdotal perspective, I am very curious to hear what the legacy Drum Corps fan believes to be the top 3 most iconic songs in the Drum Corps literature. I am very interested to read the opinions of the community here, as well as any reasoning behind your selection. Thank you for reading and taking the time to respond. Okay, Drum Corps fans, what are the 3 most iconic songs in Drum Corps literature? What 3 songs would you pick as the most important songs in Drum Corps history? Go to drumcorpsplanet.com/forums, and I'm going to keep pounding it in your head until you go there. And the thread is Most Iconic Songs Played by a Drum Corps. It's in the world-class forums. And number 5, or top 5, has 14 replies and is called SDCA versus SoundSport. For those of you that don't know, SDCA is also known as the Small Drum Corps Association. Warning, this is from Blackstar, DCP member, by the way. Warning, this is an anti-DCI thread. Once again, DCI has jumped into someone else's footsteps. SDCA started as a way for small core to be featured and get exposure they didn't receive in DCI. Now DCI has started SoundSport as a way for new core to form and perform without the cost of touring. We need SDCA. Having a monopoly in anything is a bad thing. Having DCI control outdoor and indoor drum core will spell the end of both. While SoundSport is the first thing DCI has ever done for small core, that is only a matter of time before it becomes the same thing DCI has. A way for larger core to bully smaller core into inactivity. I know, I have no proof if this is going to happen, so to bother explaining why I believe this to be so. With the loss of DCM and DCE and other circuits, even the small ones, such as DSC, there's no place where a small core could perform every weekend with 100 to 200 miles of their home base. SDCA has been around for several years and has offered a solution, and now once again, DCI is climbing on the backs of others to take over another sector of the activity. We need to support SDCA and their efforts. And that's the top 5 discussions in DCP this week. Once again, go ahead and go to drumcorpsplanet.com/forums and check them out. There's also a lot of other discussions out there, and you can also create your own and add to the discussion world. And let's finish off this week's show with some of the videos that have been posted by the various cores and organizations on YouTube. Obviously, you can't see them, but we can definitely play some tracks from the audio side of things. And if you're interested, take a look on YouTube and you'll be able to see them all. And they'll also be in the show notes for the show this week. The first one we have is from 7th Regiment, as they have just started their own YouTube channel. Let's take a listen.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hi everyone, welcome to 7th Regiment's first ever video vlog. Here to kick things off at our January camp, we've decided to do a special giveaway. To enter the contest to win this beautiful blanket, all you have to do is tweet at 7th Regiment. When you tweet at us, tell us something that you love about 7th or something that you're really excited to see from us in the 2014 season. We will run this contest up until our next camp, which is February 7th through February 9th. On Friday night at 10 o'clock, February 7th, we're going to choose one of our random tweets from our submission and reveal our winner in our next video. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, or our website, 7thRegiment.org. The links are in the description below, and thanks so much for tuning in.
Once again, check out the YouTube channel for 7th Regiment, and also be sure to get on Twitter and get into that little contest. It's a nice-looking blanket. I might have to do that myself. Our second video is going to be a little strange to hear, but it is from Drum Corps Tube, which posts clips of parking lot warm-ups from various corps. This one is of the Bluecoats from last year, specifically the drum line, and what the what Drum Corps Tube sometimes does is they'll take a video and they'll slow it down to, say, about 70% speed. And what's great about this is then you can really get a look at the technique and exactly what's going on that is being played, say, during the drum solo. This is from the Bluecoats closer, and you can't see it, but it's kind of fun to listen to because you can hear the how great they were last year as well. The full video is available on the Drum Corps Tube YouTube channel, so be sure to hop on YouTube and check that out. It was some pretty impressive playing, and Bluecoats have been known for their drum lines, especially over the past few years. Next video comes from Scouts Honor, which is the upcoming documentary film about the Madison Scouts, specifically three members from the 2012 season. And this is a deleted scene that the filmmakers released onto YouTube as are expanding their Twitter presence. They basically said, hey, if you get enough people to follow us and tweet about us, we'll put a deleted scene out there. And it happened. And this one features one of the staff members, specifically visual technician Taylor Harrell, as he talks about what it was like when he was a rookie. And the scene is titled, Follow the Guy in Front of You.
I'm trying to remember my first year, and I don't remember much. I remember just being out on the field. I don't remember places we went to or shows we were at or a lot of the events that happened, because it literally is just follow the guy in front of you, either to the food truck, to the rehearsal, to the show site, to the shower, to back to your bag, whatever. It's just follow the guy in front of you. You wake up and you don't know where you are in the country. You go to the school and you have no idea where the field is, where the bathroom is, where the equipment truck is. A lot of times, a lot of corps will stay at the same school year to year, so you know the vets will know where everything is and how to go about doing things. I can only imagine being 15 years old and just being thrown out into drum corps, and it blows my mind.
Scouts Honor will be released this year in the coming months. We'll get you more information as it's made available. Moving on to the next video, this is from Pioneer, and this is a short video showing some clips of the Corps in action with the Corps prayer as being recited by the Corps before one of their performances. The Corps actually did a show based off their Corps prayer a couple years ago, and it was very popular. And take a listen. The Corps prayer is obviously very important to the Pioneer experience and to the Corps history, and it's nice of them to share that with us through this video. Our final video comes from Pacific Crest and is a recap of their January camp, and it features visual caption supervisor Matt Lackey, who talks about their visual program and where it stands at this point in 2014.
So January camp is this really great opportunity for the visual program because we get a lot of time with the members. The horn line specifically really gets a lot of hands-on attention. We're really trying to develop the body and the movement for each individual member. And the January camp is this really great opportunity where we get to attack that head on.
And that's all we have for this week's episode of Box Center. It was a good one. A lot of great news and some great discussion going on about the activity. One note I would like to make before I let you go. I will be covering two WGI regionals next month in February. Troy, Michigan Percussion Regional on February 8th, and the Indianapolis Percussion Regional, February 15th and 16th. If you are a marching member of an indoor drumline that will be participating at either of those events, or if you're a staff member, or just a fan who's going to be at either of those regionals, please come find me. I'll have my WGI pass and all, and obviously I'll be the guy that'll be typing away, taking pictures, and doing all sorts of social media craziness during the regionals. Thanks again for listening. We'll be doing this again next week. I do appreciate all of you. Be sure to check out the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/boxcenterpodcast. Go to the drumcorpsplanet.com/forums page to talk about our show there as well. And I will see you next week in the box. Have a good week, everybody.